You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Three enhanced odds offers for this one at time of recording. A Heung-min Son to score and Tottenham to win was 9-2, now 6-1. Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win was 11-2, now 7-1. And Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win was 3-1, enhanced to 4-1. Big game of the weekend, Derek. It doesn't feel like it, though, does it, for some reason? I think it's because Tottenham have moved stealthily into second position in the league table. Just doesn't feel like a huge clash. And without Harry Kane, I wonder where the Spurs have the players to beat Manchester City on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. I know what you mean. Spurs have sleepwalked almost, haven't they, towards the top of the table. And it's hard to think of a five-star performance by them. Last season they were throwing in them every week. But they are doing quite as well as they are. And without Harry Kane too, you look down that list in the goal scorer market on Liverpool's website, and nothing leaps out. There's no, they're not going to score a bagful here. City have done absolutely nothing wrong, have they? You know, they've done everything that's been asked of them and more. They've looked irresistible. And it was interesting to hear Jurgen Klopp on Monday night repeat what I'd pretty much said this season, that the player I look forward to seeing most of all is David Silva. He's been sensational. It's a tough one to call this, because I don't think 7-5 the City is giving anything away. But that's where my money will be going, because I just don't think... I think Tottenham are playing 80% of what we can expect from them. City are playing pretty much like 99%. City on their day would beat Tottenham on their day. And I think 7-5, okay, not the world's greatest price, but I'll be back in now.
Manchester City are 7-5 to win at Spurs, who are 2-1. I think Tottenham will look to make the most of their physicality in this match, Tom, because they've got a pretty tall, big team. Wanyama in there, Moussa Sissoko, Moussa Dembele as well. Eric Dier should be back for this one. Jan Vertonghen, the new Dutch striker, Vincent Janssen's tall, and Toby Alderweireld. It's just whether or not they can get in those situations to put pressure on City from set pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really sort of affects City too much. That, I mean, I think that they're very much of the mindset, if we keep the ball off you, you're not going to get any chances. And I think that's what they're capable of doing at White Hart Lane. It's difficult for me to disagree with anything Derek said there. I mean, Tottenham, you know, none of their scorelines, particularly at home, that they've not scored more than one goal at home in the Premier League since April last year, where they beat Manchester United 3-0. So that's five games this season where they've only scored one goal in each of those matches. So that's where I'd be concerned, because I think Manchester City can easily go there and score two and three. And Aguero, you can't look past him. I mean, he's my favourite go-to bet every single week. Even money anytime, two or more, 9-2. I think Man City win this one. Lots of goals in these meetings as well, 22 in the last five meetings at White Hart Lane. And although it goes against the trend of Tottenham this season, over 3.5 at 7-4, you know, it could be a wide open match.
If you think the City are going to win it, they are 7-5 to do so. The draw 12-5, Tottenham in the betting at 2-1. Do check out Sergio Aguero, who has now got 28 goals in his last 27 Premier League appearances for Manchester City. Got 5-4 in the league this season, even money. Sergio Aguero to score anytime. It is one of those bets, Derek, where you see some Premier League sides priced up at even money and you think, how can they be even money? But with Aguero, you've got the stats to back it up, haven't you? Even money is not a bad bet for Aguero to score.
No, well, it rewards you all the time, doesn't it? I mean, I remember years ago when the first super strikers came in, you know, the Alan Shearers and the Andy Coles, and he was just firing in goals for fun. And at the time, you'd normally, before they came around, you'd normally be getting something like 5-1 for the first goal scorer. And all of a sudden, they were down to 3-1, and everyone's saying, only 3-1. But they kept winning. They kept winning. And it's the same with Aguero now.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.